Today's reading is in Judges chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. Judges 2, verse 11. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they went after other gods, from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and bowed down to them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord, and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hand of their surrounding enemies, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm, as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in terrible distress. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen to their judges, for they whored after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their fathers had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who afflicted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their fathers, going after other gods, serving them, and bowing down to them. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, "Because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether they will take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their fathers did or not." So the Lord left those nations, not driving them out quickly, and he did not give them into the hand of Joshua. Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them, that is, all in Israel who had not experienced all the wars in Canaan. It was only in order that the generations of the people of Israel might know war to teach war to those who had not known it before. These are the nations: the five lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians and the Hivites who lived on Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath. They were for the testing of Israel, to know whether Israel would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. So the people of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And their daughters they took for themselves for wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served other gods. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God, and served the Baals and the Asheroth. Therefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the people of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. But when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the people of Israel, who saved them, Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed over Cushan-Rishathaim, so the land had rest for 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. From the time of the Exodus all the way up till now, the people of Israel had been warned time and time and time again, be careful to do all that the Lord has commanded you. And if you do, then things will go well, and you'll have the best of the land, and things, you know, you'll have peace. And if you don't, then the Lord, his hand will be against you, and you will lose all of those great blessings that came with coming into that promised land. And here we have in the book of Judges that now Joshua is gone, and what does it say? The people did evil in the sight of the Lord. They did not keep his commandments. It's hard to say exactly what the failing was, but I think if I'm going to point to anything, just from my own judgment, I'd have to point to parents. Parents were not teaching those kids the way they were supposed to, because you see a generation that served the Lord, then a generation that doesn't. Well, they were supposed to talk about the Lord when they got up in the morning, when they went about their day, you know, it was on the doorpost, that type of an idea. And they were supposed to instill within their children the observances of the feast that were to remind them of things about the Lord. But somewhere along the way, there was a failing, and as a nation, they began to serve these false gods, these Baals. They began to intermarry with these other peoples, and they were warned not to do these things. In essence, these people were rebellious. They were rebelling against the Lord. Whether they made a conscious decision of, I'm going to rebel against Jehovah or not, that's still the result. We may not realize it, but we have the same choices today. We've been told, in order to be cleansed by the blood of Christ, to be in that covenant relationship with God, to be saved and go to that heavenly abode, we must keep His word and serve Him faithfully, not turning aside to our own desires. And so we have the same choices that those in Israel at that time had. Do we serve what we want to do or serve self, or do we serve God? Which is going to be our choice? Please make the right choice today. Think on these things. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.